Good day, everyone. My name is Grant Ho, Director of Solution Product Marketing at Novell for End User Computing Solutions. And with me is Darren Sanders, the National Sales Manager for NovaCoast, one of our key partners at Novell. Today, we're part of a series of podcasts where Novell, with its partners, are talking about a partnership in light of some key industry trends that we're both exploring. For today's podcast, it's really around Windows 7 migration. So, Darren, thanks very much for joining me today.
How are you doing, Grant?
I'm doing very good, thanks. So, to help educate our listeners around our relationship as they apply to Windows 7 and using Zenworks to do the migration, let me take a step back and first ask you to give us more information about NovaCoast. We know that NovaCoast has been a longtime partner of Novell and very much appreciate your support. At a high level, can you give us the overview of the solutions NovaCoast is committed to in offerings to its customers as it comes to Novell?
Sure, Grant. At our core, NovaCoast is a security company. We got our customers to products that are inherently better from a security perspective and towards products that technically work well. We like products that are flexible and products that can fit in a multi-platform environment. Some of the solutions that we provide, starting with identity and access management being one of our largest business units within NovaCoast, deep practice around compliance, leveraging things like Identity Manager, implementing things like password self-service, access manager, audit, and digging into the compliance side of things is very big for us. We've got a very well-developed desktop management practice that's core to this call today. And we basically show organizations how they should be managing their resources. We dig into the data center space. We've got a large storage practice and help organizations from pretty much all aspects around virtualization. We've got a large product development group at NovaCoast. We work on a myriad of things from customized identity drivers to handheld application development. We're actually doing iPhone apps in a big degree today. Most recently, things around Novell data synchronizers, so development around SharePoint, Salesforce, and Sugar CRM for data sync.
Great. That's very helpful. Thanks, Darren. Now, you mentioned having a desktop management practice, and you know, as you know, one of the key things we offer Novell is our Zenworks, our Zenworks technology, which helps manage and secure our desktops and then servers around an enterprise. And I know one of the things that we're seeing, and which I'm sure you're seeing as well, is the migration towards Windows 7, which is obviously very big for many of our joint customers today. Can you tell us a little bit more over at NovaCoast how you guys approach Windows 7 migrations? And, you know, more importantly, you know, what are some of the challenges that you see in helping customers get over to Windows 7 quickly and easily?
So NovaCoast has a very well-developed plan around Windows 7. We've spent a lot of time on this, and from our perspective, we're seeing most customers, they're really just in the planning stages. They will deploy this new OS, and just about every entity is trying to figure out how they're going to do it. So our approach is very clear. We show them the perfect environment, demonstrate universal imaging, show them how they should control their workstations, how they should be deploying applications to their users based on their role, how they could be using virtualized applications as an example. We then show them the different levels of asset management, the different levels of software compliance, and how that can and should look in their environment. We dig into patch management heavily. Lots of organizations aren't doing patch management in a centralized, controlled fashion. They're doing things in bits and pieces and using WSS as their main patch management deployment method. And ultimately, we dig into endpoint security. As I said in the beginning of the call, at our core, we're a security organization. And when we perform assessments for different companies, one of the first areas we attack is that endpoint that is not patched, that has a leak or a hole where we can jump off to something more rich within their environment. So Grant, from a pain point perspective, you know, most groups we're finding aren't leveraging their chosen tool as they should be. This is usually caused by lack of time, that's a big one, or lack of skill. And they just don't have the ability to leverage each specific segment or module within that desktop management product's capability. And that's consistent across all the different versions and vendor offerings around desktop management. So what we do is we try to fix that for them. We point out the idea that as a pain point, they have a mess when it comes to application distribution. Things aren't packaged the way they should be, and they're still deploying applications by hand, adding applications after a machine is built. Well, that shouldn't be happening. Applications should be deployed based on the user's role, and it should be automated. So this user gets these 25 apps, and that's the way it works. we help clear that up and clean that up for them. Machines should be imaged, so a big pain point is imaging. Organizations today have terabytes, in some cases, of images for their different models of PCs. Well, they should be using one universal image for all their different workstations that functions on every make and model. And then IT completely controlling that endpoint so the users can focus on what they should be focused on, which is doing their job. And they shouldn't be hindered in doing that. And finally, the other big pain point is everybody's trying to come up with a Windows 7 plan. And that boils down to an imaging plan. How are they going to image those machines? When are they going to do it? Are they going to do hundreds at a time? Are they just going to do new machines that come in? And we solve this for them, giving them this complete cohesive plan between Novacost and Novell to solve this problem.
Great. That's awesome, Darren. I think you really hit on a lot of the key things that, you know, we're also hearing from our customers as well, which is getting to Windows 7 is not easy. You can either do it as a manual process, which can take a lot of time, IT headache and pain, or we can look for an automated way to do that with ZenWorks. And I think also the other points that you brought up around being user-focused, so making sure that the users in the enterprise have exactly what they need based on the rules, is certainly a key point of ZenWorks, as well as ensuring that the ongoing management of those devices and those desktops isn't done from a manual basis, but again, how do we remove the pain and how do we automatically reduce the headache for IT by managing it? So whether it's getting to Windows 7 or whether it's managing the Windows 7 environment forevermore, looking for an automated solution to cut time, to cut headache, to cut cost definitely makes a lot of sense. Now, Darren, as you think about going after these Windows 7 migrations with your ZenWorks deployment practice, maybe you can talk to some of the ways Novell has worked with you to get your field teams up to speed in terms of enablement, in terms of tools that you find very useful in our relationship to help you attack these Windows 7 migrations as quickly and as easily as possible.
We have a very strong partnership with Novell. We work with multiple talented people that are directly focused at Novacost. And everybody has one focus in mind, that's to drive more revenue to Novacost and Novell. Currently, we're working on some joint campaigns that are specifically targeted at companies that want to deploy Windows 7 properly. These campaigns are deep. We're trying to reach organizations across the nation to show them what can be done with ZenWorks, what can be done with universal imaging, and really how they can tackle this problem. And it's a big effort that requires Novell marketing to help with what that message looks like. It requires organization from a campaign perspective so that the campaign itself is executed effectively, that multiple touches are going out to the customers and ultimately getting people on the phone or getting meetings together to show how together we can solve some of these issues and concerns that they have. Ultimately, we're very confident that working on these campaigns and working with these folks that are directly targeted and focused on Novacost, together we'll be very successful at finding some new opportunities for ZenWorks and some new opportunities for Novacost.
Great. Thanks, Darren. One thing I think would be very helpful for the listeners on the phone, can you tell us about the aspects of the Novell PartnerNet program that you find most valuable for Novacost?
We use PartnerNet heavily. Probably the most valuable part of the program has been opportunity registration. Our profitability has risen to new heights with the added margin that has been extended through deal registration. It's a big part of our business to go out and find these opportunities and find a way to bring in more gross revenue to Novacost. All of my reps are highly focused on deal registration, and everybody understands how it works. Our ISG team uses PartnerNet extensively. ISG is our inside sales group for many of their functions. So whether it's quoting product or checking on part numbers, what's new, what's old, things like that. Our engineers use this system for online demo systems, technical certification information, et cetera. The sales team leveraging the sales tools, trying to come up with different campaign plans or leverage some of the information for client visits. And I'm sure there are many other things that we're not using. It is by no means very valuable to Novacost and how we do our business today.
That's terrific. So I want to thank you very much again for your time and for the folks listening to this podcast. You know, again, I had Darren Sanders, the National Sales Manager for Novacost, with me today. And again, we spoke about the ripe opportunities to go after Windows 7 migrations as a team, really focusing on this very big industry trend and working together with one of our key partners like Novacost, providing them with the key campaigns and deal registration opportunities to really help our partners build margin and build profit and win with our joint customers. So Darren, thanks very much again for your time.
And thank you, Grant.